So.
About Mozambique, and if you guys have some questions, you can just ask him. And yeah, we wanted to have him for a long time, but we couldn't. He gave us only one day, so maybe next time we just try to make it bigger.
Maybe.
In the cool season.
Yeah. So let's enjoy.
Yeah. 2 months ago, by a friend from India who works in international school in Mozambique, and he said he has this quite amazing young person who possibly wants to come. He's coming to India for his own personal journey, looking for some deeper roots of existence. And he asked if he could come to Auroville, and we were communicating, I think, over the last 2 months, and I was just astounded from the immediacy and directness of jumping right into very deep subjects that we could connect. I think this evening, Luis Paulo only has 2 days here. My experience in Auroville, many times when we get for the first time people from different nations, it doesn't really matter how big the happening is, what resonance is there, but usually there's something tapping into the field. Auroville is a global village where we want to bring together people from all different nations. I'm very happy, I feel honored actually, that you come and bring something of the spirit of your nation and country and your people and yourself. Yeah. And I'm sure actually that even in this small circle, there's a nice little pebble thrown into a pool, and we will just look forward to the resonance that it takes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, good evening, everyone. As already said, my name is Luis Paulo. And first of all, just to say sorry for the delay. Just this technical problem. Huh? They say technology always lets you down when you need it most. But yeah, I brought this small video I found on YouTube. It's about Mozambique. It's just 11 minutes long. Just a brief overview of Mozambique. So I'm here if you have any questions after it. So. Enjoy.
No problems with questions, I think. Luis Paulo, he's speaking like at least 5 languages fluidly. He has questions in French, English, Portuguese, German, it's all there.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed the video. I guess I'm open to questions now.
Mozambique is from tourism?
Not necessarily.
What's the question?
No, because this video is really tourist oriented.
Yeah.
So my question is how the real Mozambique looks like.
The most source of income is agriculture. But tourism plays a huge role in the country's economy. Yeah, as you've seen, it's a very good destination for tourism. So I took this video because it was short. It summarizes the different provinces and cities. But of course, it's not only the beautiful side, no?
Which part are you coming from?
I come from Maputo, the capital city. In the south, like the last place they showed.
How would you say the distribution of Wales, is there a big difference between the city and the countryside, which are more poor or more agrarian or less developed? And
yes, it's a very interesting question. Many people who know the country more than just Maputo, they say Maputo is something, Mozambique is something else. It's very centralized. All the government bodies are in Maputo. All the big shops and buildings, everything is centralized basically. The roads. The other cities are also just coming, but the rural areas, they're really another world. Mm-hmm. And although Portuguese is our official language in the country, more than half of the population does not speak Portuguese. We have 22 or 23 official recognized languages, African languages, that are spoken in various regions. But Portuguese is the one that is supposed to be unifying the country.
How many tribes?
I don't know exactly the number of the tribes, but not so many. And although you can still feel some tribalism, it's not like there's no war because of that. Mostly it's just people from one region teasing people from another region. In the south where I come from, the majority of the people are Shangana, Ronga and Shope, and also Bitonga. Yeah.
So all speak different languages?
Yes, but the southern language is very, very similar. Mm-hmm. So we can understand each other, although they are different languages. Yes.
So is this tribal identity, is it still important that people say, okay, we are from this nation and da-da-da, or are the people rather feeling we are Mozambicans? Or
I think the language helped us to bring this sense of a nation as Mozambique and not just as some tribes. But people say that it still plays a very important role, for example, in politics. People are trying to get people from their region to become ministers or presidents. Mm-hmm. So if someone is a candidate and he comes from a region with more inhabitants, then there's a greater chance that he's going to be chosen because he comes from that region with many people.
And then he must speak Portuguese.
Yes.
For that, or?
In every school, every hospital, every government institution, Portuguese is the mm-hmm. the used language. Yes, sure. Maybe I should stand.
Like women, they are more independent, like, I don't know, like, or they, okay. Many of them, they work as, like, a housewife.
Yes, that's...
Do the women have equal rights? That's a good question.
That's a fight that's been fought in Mozambique. In the rural areas, which is basically most part of the country, yes, women, they only go to the fields to plant, and they're housewives, basically. Now, slowly, they're trying to emancipate, to empower women, but it's still a fight.
They can get good education, like, to high school?
Yes, they're fighting for that. In the cities, yes. Now, you find women professors, women lawyers, anything, but in the countryside, not so much, because they get married very early, so they get pregnant early, and they just drop school and devote to marriage.
Like, for example, when I was in Kenya, mm-hmm. many women, they get pregnant.
Yes.
Without marriage.
Yes.
But for Kenyan people in rural areas, pregnant, I mean, having baby is more important than being married or
yes.
To not have baby. Means to having kids, even without marriage, is like more important thing.
it might be a little similar. Yeah, if a woman reaches her 20s or is going beyond that and has no child, then everybody starts questioning. Can't you bear children? What's wrong with you? So yeah, but the tendency is to maybe not get officially married, maybe not receive registration, but at least to move in with the man. It's very common. And when the girl gets pregnant, usually the family goes to the boys or the man's family so that they can get together and live together.
The average woman, how many children she got?
When I was at school, I don't know if it changed, but when I was at school and they were talking about birth rates, they said it was like six children for a woman, the average.
Per woman,
like the birth rate. But of course, many children they die when they are still children. Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
I want to know the borders of SA will speak to now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a result of the colonialist?
Yes.
Arrival, or was it like that prior to the colonial? It's
the result of the colonial influence, because I think in 1884, 1885, there was this Berlin Conference, no?
Mm-hmm.
And the Europeans pretty much just sliced the continent according to their interests. And all over the border, there was a fight between Portuguese and British and sometimes Germans. They were fighting for the land. So it's just political, not really natural borders, mostly. And that's why you can find same tribe, the same people. Some of them in Mozambique, some of them in Zimbabwe. Some of them in Mozambique, some of them in South Africa.
Okay.
So it's not really natural borders.
Because we've got Changan people in northern...
Yeah.
Southern.
Yes.
Okay. Are you emancipated? I mean, are you independent or not?
Yes, Mozambique got its independence in 1975. Actually, the video said 18 million inhabitants. Now we have a little bit more than that, about 23 million.
Okay.
Do you understand Swahili?
I do not, but many people in the north, they do, because the north has a large influence of Arabs. So even one of the languages, Makua, which is actually the largest
group.
African language in Mozambique is a mix of Arabic and Bantu languages.
Okay.
And that's why even when they write, they can choose the Latin alphabet or the Arabic alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And most of the population in the north is Muslim. So many people there, I think they understand Swahili.
You're from South?
Yes.
And does Mozambique original people do have hands on the resources?
Yeah.
Do you guys have hands on the resources? Do you owe them? Or they're still in Portuguese, in the hands of Portuguese?
No. Mozambique is now, I would say, totally independent from Portugal. But people say that we still have this neo-colonialism, which comes from the... Because we depend a lot from outside help from
China,
US,
yeah,
and many European countries. They give their help. So people say that the countries, they have their interests in helping us. So maybe you saw that we have a very big coal mine in Motis, in Tete, and now we have these huge multinational companies, and we don't see the profit. So everything goes to these companies and to some private pockets.
Do you have any idea how you could overcome that? That the Mozambique would be in hands of Mozambique people, not in hands of Portuguese or Germans?
It is in hands of Mozambican people to some extent, but just a small group of them, and they are the ones who profit. So it's the government.
This small group of people are originally from Portugal?
No. After the independence, there was a, how do I say that? Something like a decree. They gave all the Portuguese 24 hours to leave the country with just 20 kilos of package, of bag luggage or something. 20 kilos. So, yeah, basically from Portugal, we are independent. But now with the European crisis, many Portuguese people are coming to Mozambique to look for jobs or conditions or money. And up until last year, if I'm not mistaken, they could get visas on entry, on arrival, sorry, visas on arrival. But now it's forbidden for them. So they're changing the laws. They have to have a visa before flying to Mozambique. And also, in every company, for one foreign person working there, there has to be 10 Mozambican people working, just to compensate, so that Mozambicans also have employment.
Is it allowed for a foreigner to buy a land there?
Yes. There's a law of... They say in theory the land cannot be bought or sold because it's land, it belongs to the earth, but there's a law of usage and profiting on the land. So you can get a license and you may use the land. And if you build something, then that's your property. So in practice, it's your land. But they say they don't sell it. It's just...
But any foreigner can come and build something there and
yes,
it would be his land.
Especially in tourism, many South Africans have property in Mozambique and they build resorts and build lodges and many things.
Could you say something with all the different nations and tribes so that there's a key value which Mozambicans really together they stand for it? Like, I just was in Japan, so it's endurance. You know, the Japanese, they're all enduring and they're running and they're building and working. Could you say something, what are core values in Mozambique? What people share, maybe, what they identify with? Or like in Africa, we know what people say about Nigerians or something.
Yes.
What's the... example. What's the reputation or the... from outside, and what are Mozambicans identifying with?
Okay.
Are they easygoing?
This is not an easy question. You asked the same thing earlier. I'm not trying to polish ourselves, but Vasco da Gama, the first Portuguese who arrived there, he called, when he arrived, he was really welcomed by the people. So he called that place in Nyambana the land of the good people.
Good people, yeah.
And I would say overall, Mozambicans are very welcoming. So much welcoming that's what happens, that you get exploited because of that. At least that's the general idea.
Mm-hmm. So corruption?
Corruption is a big issue. And many people, they love almost everything about Mozambique except the police there, because they are the most obvious evidence of corruption, especially the traffic police. Now it's become so famous that in South Africa, in the first province, Mpumalanga, the closest to Mozambique, they know about this, because when they're trying to bribe you, they don't say, I want money. They say, could you buy me a refresco, which is like soda drink. So even when Mozambicans go to South Africa now, the ones, because I heard that there are also Mozambicans who work as policemen in, I think they have mixed, they have both nationalities or both origins.
The police force.
So they know about refreshment. They know about something. Because it's not hidden anymore. Corruption is a very, very big thing. Very big issue. Now for...
What are you saying? That the officials on both sides have an arrangement with each other. Is that what you're saying?
Not really, but that the ones in South Africa, they know about this refresco story now. So that's how they do it now. When they see Mozambican, they see the number plate, and yeah, someone forgets to tie their belt or doesn't have a light. Instead of getting a ticket, they ask for a refresco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or direct money.
Yeah.
Well, that's the cheap way to go, because they very often would ask for the 300 rand for the petrol.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's a good deal, refreshment.
I think another feature of Mozambicans is that for some reason we are not so frontal or assertive to collect the... Yeah. That's why we say refresco instead of, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But do you have to give money with that first soda?
No, we give money, of course. No,
yeah.
No soda.
Yeah, I only do.
No, it's just money, what they want.
So what about criminality or in Mobutu? Is it safe or is it...
I'd say criminality is what happens in most big cities, mostly in Maputo. There are certain areas which you have to simply avoid, especially if you're walking by yourself at night,
sure.
And if you're a foreigner.
It's the same in Auroville.
Easy to spot, sorry?
It's the same in Auroville.
Yeah, it's. I wouldn't say it's very, very bad, no. And mostly they're small burglaries, so they take your phone, your wallet, your money. It's not like in other places where you actually get killed,
shot.
So it's not as bad as Johannesburg?
Not as bad as Johannesburg or Brazil. Rio de Janeiro.
Also, I have one question. Why there's like one gun on the flag?
The flag?
Like one rifle, no?
Yeah.
The rifle.
Yeah.
This comes from the... After the independence, Mozambique was trying to be a socialist country. So the Russians had a very, very big influence in Mozambique. So, yeah, we have the Kalashnikov. And it's still there, and I think it's the only flag remaining with a gun on it. And even that, I don't know how to say that.
Emblem.
The what?
Emblem.
Yeah, that emblem, okay. I don't know. It still has I think it's also like the Soviet, how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you say basically the people are not aggressive.
No.
They're more gentle or more relaxed with the ocean.
Yes.
Which political system you took over?
It's a democracy.
Capitalism?
But basically, they're just two big parties and smaller ones who are just there, for sure. Now, a third one is starting to become stronger and stronger, but basically, the two... And the second one, the opposition party... It's more like a rebel group, and they still have guns. After the independence from Portugal, a few years, not so many years after that, a civil war started in Mozambique between these parties, Frelimo and Renamo. It lasted, I think.
And these parties are probably...
I don't remember, but some years.
Each of them are in hands of certain tribes, yeah?
Not really tribes. They said there is this feeling of being Mozambican in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Frelimo has how can I say, supporters all over the country, and Renamo as well.
What about, like, let's say, young people? I mean, you are quite different, like, with coming to India.
Mm-hmm.
Is there an interest in ecology and in alternative ways of life, or is it starting, or is there no awareness?
Mm-hmm. The awareness is still very low about ecology,
environment,
recycling, environment in general. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these efforts in all these different areas, I think because of globalization, are being done there, like empowerment of women and eco-friendly systems. But it's still, I mean, everything is still in a very premature stage.
Mm-hmm.
I think those considerations really are luxuries. Because from my understanding, kind of north of Maputo, most people, the rural people, are really poor.
Not only in the north. all over the country.
Oh, really?
Just when you go outside Maputo, outside of Maputo, then you start seeing the...
So then it's a luxury, I mean,
yeah.
The alternative things are really a luxury to think about.
They still are.
Mm-mm.
Now there's this new courses in universities that are starting, like environmental engineering or I don't know. But they're really recent, really young.
How accessible is education? Is it free or the tuition or private school?
It is free the first 7 years. Primary school in general. It goes until 7th grade. So it's free, the books are free. It's supposed to be everything free. And this is also a very big issue because they're trying to raise the literacy rates.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, they're trying to really involve everybody. And for that, they had this law or decree, I don't know, that at least for the first 5 grades, no child can fail. He can be as bad as he wants, but he's going to move on. Second grade, third grade, fourth grade. So they say maybe the numbers of people who have reached a certain level are increasing, but the quality of the education is really decreasing really fast. And so it's on debate, this thing. Only if the parents say that, no, we feel that he should repeat the year. So the teacher is obliged to let everybody pass.
So what are young people in your age, what is important for them? Music or career or enjoyment or...
Yeah, music and arts in general, it's more like hobbies for some people. Arts and culture and even sports, they still don't get a lot of support from the government. Their priorities are education, health, so to go into cultures, it's really difficult.
It's a luxury again.
Yeah, for example, my I have some colleagues who dance now in the dance school, and they don't do anything else, they only dance. That's what they do for a living. And they really live in bad conditions. I know that in Europe, if you're a professional dancer, a professional actor for theater or something, then you can live out of that. You can earn good money, but not in Mozambique. So music, just hobby for many people. So in the cities, most of the young people are trying to get higher degrees, good jobs. Some people.
What are the main drugs and how to say? Is there a problem of alcohol or?
Alcohol is becoming more and more accessible, and also turning into a bigger problem. Heavy drugs. I don't know. I don't think this Mozambique is such a huge big place for that. It's not a very common practice. Of course, find drugs anywhere, but it's not like something really generalized. And
tourism.
Sorry.
You go to tourism.
Yeah. Yeah. With globalization, everything is found everywhere. Huh? But.
So are there unique sounds that are unique here? Mozambique.
I don't know if what I'm going to say is uniquely Mozambican, but it's very, very much connected to our culture. It's the timbila.
Mm-hmm.
Timbila is the xylophone.
Yeah.
The wooden xylophone.
Is that historically so? Or again, is that a colonial
interest? No, this has been before.
Historically.
Yeah, it's been there before.
Kopi, huh? Kopi people.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know exactly.
So, you're a dancer.
Yes.
Where did you learn your art? In Maputo?
Yes. In Maputo, you find pretty much everything. you have possibilities to do many, many things. But again, only in Maputo. Or maybe some things you find in Maputo and in two or three cities and then nowhere else. So, yeah. I guess I'm lucky to live there to some extent. Yeah.
But you're still going to school, yeah? To the international school, no?
I still go to school?
Yeah, no?
No, I finished the university, 4 years of translation and interpreting.
So you're coming from the rich family?
No, not at all.
So how did you manage to?
Middle class. Yes.
Because you said the primary school is free, yeah? And the rest
yes.
is probably I have to pay for.
Yes, but not rich family, not at all. Just okay. Medium class. It was a fight. My mom always fought so that I could go to a private school. So I went to private school from primary to high school, and then university, I went to the public university.
And public university is free or there is tuition?
Tuition means...
They have to pay.
We pay just the registration
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of every semester, but no monthly fees or anything like that.
So basically it's accessible to all the classes of... Society.
Yeah, but the thing is that there are not so many vacancies, so people really have to apply and there are these national exams, and only a few people can get selected. And then the other ones have to either wait or go somewhere else, like a private university. Many people have been trying. I know I have some friends who have been trying. 3-4 years, they try to apply. But they get low grades, low marks, so they're not accepted.
So you've been here like 5 weeks in India. Can you say something of one of the main differences in your experience between Mozambique or Africa and India? Or
difference. Because everywhere I look, I find similarities. We have a huge Indian influence in Mozambique.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard, but they say our food is basically Afro-Portuguese, but also with a lot of Indian influence.
Okay.
But actually, it's not just the food. Even the people and maybe the conditions. I see beauty, but I also see like garbage on the street and poverty. And these are things that I can relate to. I see them also in my country. So differences. Mm. One of the things maybe is that the language. Wherever you go, although the people that are in rural areas and they only go to the farm and back home, they don't speak Portuguese, but Portuguese is found all over the country. And here I noticed that many people don't speak English, don't speak Hindi here, also in the south, so you really see the difference between
mm-hmm.
the people, I don't know.
So the language is important in Mozambique, it holds it somehow
yes.
together.
Yes. That was the plan of the first president, to try to bring the country together.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have beautiful languages too, but that would create this problem. Like, why did you choose the language from that region? Or
mm-hmm.
So that's why he just kept the
Portuguese
language. Yeah, but the difference, I would have to think a little bit more.
What's the influence of the Indian people regarding religion, spirituality? Are they living separate life, or are they mixing up with the indigenous population and also bringing the Indian influence a little bit everywhere, not only food but also in spirituality and religious ceremonies? And
okay. Yeah. Islam is the second biggest religion in Mozambique after Christianity. And comes both from Arabs and also from Arabs mostly in the north and Indians from in the south. I myself grew up as a Muslim, and that's because my mom was married to a man who was Indian origins. So they influence a lot in terms of religion. That's one thing. Business as well. I think most Indians that are there, they're business people.
Yeah.
They open shops. They that our biggest shopping mall, the biggest shopping mall in Mozambique, is owned by someone with, I think, Indian origin. Yeah. And what else? There's a small Hindu community, but they tend to just be by themselves. They don't really mix up a lot.
Yoga?
Yoga is something that's coming. Spirituality in general is still very unknown. Maybe like you said, it's a luxury, no? When I told my friends and people I know, acquaintances, that I'm going to India because I want to learn meditation, they were just laughing because, yeah, they think that I'm just wasting and throwing my money away. So meditation, what is that? Why are you crazy? So spirituality is still, I mean, coming slowly, slowly. But yeah, now in Maputo, you find some yoga teachers, some yoga.
But in traditional African religion, there's no meditation?
No. I mean, not in
magic.
Not in the way of
magic.
Just sitting and no.
There are different forms of meditation. Sorry.
Different forms of meditation. They are very, I don't know, how did they call them? Naturalists?
Yes.
Religions?
Shaman people.
So, yeah, people worship also like trees and animals and nature and earth itself.
And the Mozambican people, they are still practicing, besides that they are Muslims or Catholics or whatever they are, they are still practicing the traditional one?
Yes.
They do, yeah?
Yes. Some, they are exclusively
traditionalist?
Yeah,
Animistic. But
many they mix
yeah.
Christianity with I don't know, yeah, I don't say that.
What about natural medicine? Original is still available.
Yes, many people they go to healers.
Yeah,
yeah, for a traditional.
What do you call them? Are they also saying rumors?
If they,
what do you call them? The healers.
The shamans.
In Mozambique,
curandeiro.
Curandeiro.
That's a healer.
Portuguese.
Yeah, curar is like to heal.
Yeah.
So curandeiro is the healer.
Yeah.
And what would you, in Mozambique?
In...
Is that the
language? There's Nyamsoro, in my language. And Nyamsoro is also a name of a dance.
A what?
Dance.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
People, they still do some magic and...
Yeah,
something.
And whenever someone gets sick, say, it was my neighbor, he he went to a curandeiro and he asked, because he wants my money, he, I don't know, he doesn't like me. When people get sick, when they lose their jobs, many people still have the superstition. Even the ones that have PhDs, they're really, no? Educated, I don't know what, maybe this is not the best word, but they said, no, it was my mother-in-law, because these are that, yeah.
Bad spell.
Yeah. Or they say, oh, I want to increase my salary. So I'm going tomorrow and meet a...
Samushi.
Yeah.
So that type of people, they earn money in this curandeiro?
Personally, I don't believe in that. But many people still, oh, yeah, they do. But then they have to sacrifice animals or family members. So what happens is that some people see someone getting rich and then his uncle dies. So they say, okay, so he went to a curandeiro and he sold his uncle away so that he could get rich. I don't believe in that personally,
yeah.
But many people do. They do.
You were in Osho Ashram, yeah?
Yes.
For a month, so something like that, if I understood correctly.
Sorry?
For a month, you were in Osho Ashram, yeah?
Yes.
So, don't you think it's a correlation if I put my mind on it, that actually does happen?
Yeah, that
curandeiro
would be...
or no curandeiro, so it's just like, yeah, I do believe in that, and it will happen, no?
Yes, it might be possible. I don't reject anything, but something do not work for me. or do not make sense to me. And that's one of the things that doesn't make sense. For me, it doesn't make sense. So if it works for you, then good. It might be, I don't know, there might be something supernatural.
And you said you come to India to learn how to meditate. So what did you figure out in a month?
What
have you figured out in a month?
I figured out a lot of things, and it's so difficult to just explain everything. Basically, talking about what I figured out in this month, I was very curious about Osho's active meditations. Because all I knew about meditation is that you sit or you lie down, and maybe you concentrate on something and then try not to think and blah, blah, blah. But he has a different way of seeing meditation. And he says for a modern person, just to try and sit and close the eyes and say, I'm meditating, it's a lie, it's impossible. Because we have so much going on, so much stress, so many things. So he says, in order to calm the mind, you really have to get really tense first. You use your body, use your mind very intensely, and after that you can relax. So I learned many different techniques.
But if one of your countrymen or one of you, somebody will ask me what is meditation good for, what would you tell the person?
Yeah. What I know is that meditation is the way of finding yourself, your true self, not what other people make you, or not what's visible, like the body or the personality or the nationality, all those things. So meditation helps you know yourself and to discover your true essence.
Actually, I was in Osho's meditation because last month.
Oh.
But what I want is, you know, Osho would say, enjoy in the moment, be in present that moment, and very active meditation.
Yes.
Then they have like dancing, dance celebration, like yes. It looks like just disco, you know, like just party place. But actually I found like African people, when they sing and dance or playing djembe, it looks like just being the moment.
Yes.
And that's meditation, what Osho said.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you find like...
I was really surprised because I know he talks about dancing and singing.
Yeah.
It's very good. Yeah. But I had no idea that he means it so much that in his meditations, there are stages where you just completely dance. Mm. So for me, it was amazing, an amazing experience.
Yeah.
So much that I was supposed to go back to Mozambique this coming week, but I'm going back to Pune for one more month.
Oh, okay.
Yes. He says meditation is not something specific you do. It's just living here and now with consciousness, awareness all the time. So yeah, if you're dancing, you're dancing completely. Mm-hmm. If you're talking about Mozambique, you're talking about Mozambique.
Yeah. Do you think you want to bring back that kind of essence of meditation to Mozambique?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a course they offer, it's called Meditation in Depth. So you can learn more about Osho meditations. And you can also facilitate if you want. Facilitate wherever you are, in your country or something. And I took that course.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm planning to share with whoever is interested. Which, by the way, not so many people are interested. But the few ones that maybe want to do it, now I learned how to help facilitate this meditation. Yeah, I have the music, the instructions, everything. Yeah, for me, that's what I'm saying. No? So some people, their path is different. No? What helps them is something different. And I should just accept and respect it. No?
Good arch from Maputo to Pune, Arvind.
Yeah. I guess there are no more questions.
Maybe you would like to share something with us.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You shared quite a bit.
Yeah.
You shared quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm just, one thing I want to share, no? Maybe it's a, I'm also really happy to be here. Yeah, through my friend Trini, I met Aurelio and now I'm here. And I saw some things on the internet, but when you just see things from a distance, it's never the real thing. So to be here, it's also a very honor, a very big honor for me. It's very good.
Yeah. I'd like to thank everyone who came here to this evening to give us was good. We didn't pop. We was dancing like four people. I was like, okay, evening time, I will be only one person. It's really good.